Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Some news just coming across, which is very sad. If, in fact, you were a fan of the old show Cheers, George Wentz has passed away, 76 years old. We'll listen to Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, and Tiny Tim Kaine in a moment. Germ, President Trump is speaking right now live about what he wants to do. He wants a golden dome for us. Do we have that available?
Been the one that helped or really created Space Force. Space Force has turned out to be a tremendous success. We were third in space, and now we're number one in space by a lot. It's not even close. And Mike is a four-star Space Force general, the recipient of the Defense Distinguished Service Medal, one of the most respected people in the world having to do with defense. You know, we have offense and we have defense. I'll bet he's good at offense, too. And he has an unmatched background in missile warning technology and defense procurement. General Goodline also knows that we need to move fast. No one is more qualified for his job. And everybody, this was a universal acceptance of General Goodline. Everybody that knows him and knows everybody else, they said there's only one man for the job. So I have a feeling we have the right guy. But now I'd like to invite Secretary Hegseth and the general to please say a few words and describe the system a little bit. And we appreciate you being here. The press has really been very fair over the last period of a couple of months. I don't know what happened to you. It was so much more exciting the other way. But you've been very, very fair. We have very high poll numbers, the highest we've ever had. And I think we're doing a great job. We had a tremendous trip to the Middle East, as you know. It was a really amazing trip. And now I came home, and this is the one I was really looking forward to this day, because this is very important for the success and even survival of our country. It's a pretty evil world out there. So this is something that goes a long way toward the survival of this great country. And as I said, we'll be discussing Canada. They want to hook in and they want to see if they can be a part of it. And sort of makes sense. I guess that's what I was talking about from day one. You know, it just automatically makes sense. And it won't be very difficult to do, but they'll pay their fair share. Thank you very much, everybody. And Pete, go ahead.
Sure. Well, Mr. President, add this to the long and growing list of promises made and promises kept. Ultimately, this right here, the Golden Dome for America, is a game changer. It's a generational investment in the security of America and Americans. Mr. President, you said we're going to secure our southern border and get 100% operational control after the previous administration allowed an invasion of people into our country. President Reagan, 40 years ago, cast the vision for it. The technology wasn't there. Now it is, and you're following through to say we will protect the homeland from cruise missiles, ballistic missiles, hypersonic missiles, drones, whether they're conventional or nuclear. And it's not lost on me, sir, also, that you had the vision to start the Space Force, and here we are in the, when the others said we didn't need it, here we are in the Oval Office with one of the leaders of the Space Force in General Goodline leading the charge on putting in place a game-changing Golden Dome for America. So, sir, it's an honor to be a part of this bold initiative. We're going to get to work on it. And we have been since you signed that executive order on January 27th. We've been fast forward on this. We're here on this day, and this is just one stop in delivering this defense of the homeland, which is something you've charged us with doing, and we'll keep going until it is complete, sir.
All right. Well, there you go. That is SecDef Pete Hegseth. Oh, it's just fun to say it. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. You're listening to him describe the brand new Golden Dome. President Trump speaking before that. We are, I would say most of us at this point, familiar with the Iron Dome, correct? Israel developed this some time ago. It has, for the most part, been extremely successful and has protected Israel from incoming missiles. That's what it's designed to do. and the Iron Dome protecting Israel. Again, that's a Bibi Netanyahu thing. And it's a much smaller area. If you've been wondering, well, how come we haven't done it here before? Israel is about the size of New Jersey. That's about it. So much easier to take the technology, deploy it, to make it effective for such a limited area. But based on what Israel has done with the Iron Dome and the desire by President Trump to actually protect the United States of America from invaders and enemies, something the Biden team didn't have any interest in at all. Now the Golden Dome is what President Trump is calling it. And it's going to be stood up. I think it's fantastic. I really do. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Will make each and every one of us that much safer.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And you can thank President Trump for that. You can thank the man who said we need another branch of the military. We need the Space Force. Remember how he was ridiculed over that? God, he was mocked and insulted, and now even the very left-wing useful idiots and tools are acknowledging, well, all right, fine. Well, did Obama invent it? No. We're not going to say that. But you see, you hear exactly what's going on. It's a little crazy. It's a little crazy. But it's nice to see, and it's such a change of pace, at least for me. I don't know, maybe you're not feeling it, but for me to see an administration that really is doing what it said it would do. Even if you hate Donald Trump, and let's not face it. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Let's face it. There are plenty of people that just hate him. Default reaction. I'm like, okay. But can you, if you dislike him, argue that he's doing something other than what he promised to do? Maybe that's the thing that bothers people on the left so much. They're used to being lied to, and they're happy being lied to. They like it when their political overlords say one thing and do another. They were a little shocked, perhaps, when they had the kind of animatronic Biden out there saying things that, well, apparently they intended to do, which probably was a shock. But here you have a guy who said, here are the things we're going to do. It was really straightforward, wasn't it? Plain spoken. People do like to knock the president for talking about the greatest this or it'll be the best that. I got news for you. I love this country. I am so grateful to be an American. And I do think we're exceptional. In fact, I don't just think it. I know it. That doesn't mean I look down on anybody else. I just know that there is something oh so special about the United States of America. And it has been special since the day we started this little experiment called America. And I'm proud of this nation. I love this nation. And I love leaders at the top who are doing everything humanly possible to protect the people of this nation and move us forward. Every one of us is at a point where we pay our bills, right? We have expenses. We have responsibilities. Most of us who are part of this program have children, grandchildren in some cases, nieces, nephews. Most of us, age-wise, generationally speaking, are looking at what is next for our kids, our grandkids, our nieces, our nephews. And we want the best for them. This president is offering them the very best that's available. Not perfect. Absolutely not perfect. And if you can show me any plan that is perfect, If you can show me any human being who is perfect, then by God, I will sit down and shut up. Or I'll shut up first and then sit down again. Those options are always out there. But I'm going down my list. I've checked it twice. I haven't come across that. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.